Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this edition of we've got a real legend for a goal trender right now. And I was going to try and say someone from the Boston Bruins.
I think Byron Defoe is a good way to go here.
Yeah, okay. Hey, it's Zytrin Defoe. I'm the goal trender for the Boston Bruins, and welcome to this edition of the trending episode. I'm Miles, and I'm joined by Yami Lofty, the fucking what do you consider yourself, the Lord of Boston?
The Lord, there. Listen, I don't know. I mean, Boston once again is there's some PR issues there right now, and you know, maybe we're distancing ourselves from Boston these last couple weeks. It's. People don't like it there.
It's any city. You know, that's the problem with living in America. Okay.
Everywhere fucking sucks.
Let's talk trends for a second. Up top, the biggest thing trending right now on this Friday is Memorial Day. I don't know. The way Twitter's like, people are, you know, looking back on the celebration of this holiday or remembering what has happened. I'm not even joking. I think I didn't know what Memorial Day was actually for until college.
I did when I was younger. I always would mix up Veterans Day and Memorial Day because they're similar premises, except that Memorial Day is for people who died in action.
Right. Would you get Veterans Day off first from school?
I think so. Yeah. Did you?
It was weird. It was like selective. I remember like my school was really inconsistent where I was like, oh, right. And then there's that nailed on like day in November we get off. But I think it'd only be like if it created a 3-day weekend is how it would work. So really not honoring the troops. Okay. School administrators, just thinking about yourself. Next up. Oh, go on. What were you going to say?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Every time, like, I'm glad that there are holidays for veterans, but veterans are treated so terribly in the U.S. that it's just like, I would rather they did something. I mean, it's nice to have a day off, but like,
it's America. You know what I mean? It's about empty gestures, not,
they're like,
you know.
It's actually, we're going to have a barbecue about it and see how it goes.
I mean, you talk to anybody who's,
anyone who served and tries to access their benefits, it's like they're playing a joke on them.
It's absurd.
Like,
yeah.
With how horrific. It's like, yeah, we got you to go do all these things. You know, if you're in combat, we've subjected you to all kinds of experiences you probably didn't want to, but thanks anyway. Also, you need help? I don't know.
I mean the fuckery going on in the VA as well. I could keep going, but
yeah,
this
is a trends episode. Yeah, we'll hop off on the next stop on the trend line, because Harambe is this somewhat, I'm surprised it's not bigger than Memorial Day considering how dumb the internet can be. But yeah, Harambe, 5 years to the day.
Harambe was
taken from the internet. Yes.
Cruel. Harambe really was a critical member of the internet. Were you? I feel like Harambe mania kind of went over my head. I felt it wash over me, but I didn't participate. I didn't engage with it. I just knew it was happening because it was like
stupid. And and low key, the people who are into it, I feel like are like MAGA people. Like low key, like if you're too into Harambe, like I'm like, okay, well, like your obsession with the gorillas, like, getting weird for me. I don't know what to say.
It's so bizarre to me that it was only 5 years ago, because it feels like in internet time, it feels like 5 trillion years ago.
Oh, it feels like 300 BC is Harambe.
Right,
like it's almost like canonized internet culture that I would be like, it predates the screensaver that had the toaster with the wings on it. We're talking about iconography. The other reason it's trending is
American icon.
Hey,
yeah.
You know what? This was also very predictable. We got a fucking NFT coming for fucking Harambe, so you can really do you.
I've had it. I put off learning what an NFT was for so fucking long. I thought it was so many different things, and then when I found out what it actually was, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
This is, I'm sick of, I'm like, it's, NFTs are, I'll say it, for losers. Losers only.
Boom. Nailed on. You heard it.
Yeah. Done.
Oh, wow. I mean, like, this is another tweet about Harambe. Like, it's a photo of Harambe. It says, on this day 5 years ago, Harambe was murdered by state agents for helping a lost child. We will never forget. We will never forgive. Rest with the angels, sweet prince. We will avenge you. Shut the fuck up. Stupid. All right. I don't know why I'm a real anti-Harambe move. I don't have time for it today,
know.
Internet.
You know, look, let's leave it in the past. Let's just leave it in the past, edgelords.
Let's move on to another great gem of content. Benghazi's trending. That's because the Republicans have outright just said no to a commission on investigating the January 6th insurrection that had, you know, people, armed people, just literally knocking on their door. So that has been... completely, I guess, stalled out because the filibuster's in place. It only took 35 Republicans to beat 54 other people to vote for it. And that's how things work. And, you know, they're just going to politely hand over the keys again in the midterms, because they're not going to do anything like bold to impress the people of the country that are in need to convince them to vote for them.
Right, yeah, and then we'll have to continue to vote blue no matter who, even if who isn't doing shit again.
Oh, God. Yeah, exactly.
It's
already
fun.
Like, come on, like, let's see if we can work with them a little bit. Really, Joe? They're saying no to fucking everything. We even worked with them, and then they didn't vote for anything. What's that look,
Joe,
like?
Joe, let's revisit your views on Israel, you fucking turd.
Oh, boy. That's the hardest part about this whole thing is, like, there are these moments where it's like, oh wow, look at the, you know, the slight progress, vaccine waivers, kind of, that's interesting, that's new for an American president, and then the same absolute just bone grinding nonsense.
It's just the culture of like being like, we have no choice but to stand a president who does something that is good for people one time is just like,
because I think now people have to maybe be more vocal to bully Democrats and be like, fully, dude, you guys haven't done shit. And for some people who are just paying attention, maybe this is the second election cycle they've noticed this. Other people have noticed it for decades. But, you know, we'll see what happens. Ariana Grande is trending.
Ariana Grande, yes.
What happened?
She got married.
Oh, right.
She released a couple of pictures of it. That's literally it. I don't know, like...
Are the pictures nice?
You know, I do enjoy Ariana Grande songs. Mm-hmm. I enjoy her oeuvre. And mm-hmm. then she did something that I feel like celebrities do, where they'll like have a few high profile relationships all back to back to back to back, and then they'll just marry some random person.
Yeah.
And then and that seems like a better choice for them. She's marrying some like guy who sells real estate. He's
like a Kroger brand Pete Davidson. Sunset.
Yeah, he literally
looks like Pete Davidson.
Yeah, he looks like a shorter normie Pete Davidson, which
That's
is like honestly
you.
Good for her.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that. It's more like, oh, you have a type.
Do we care about Pete Davidson's feelings? I can never decide if I care about his feelings or not. I guess there's no reason not to.
I mean, I wish him no ill will, but am I like checking up on him? No.
I'm like, how is Pete doing in his ex got married? He's dating God, I've been listening to so many celebrity gossip podcasts. I don't know what's wrong with me. He's dating
Is he with
the
Larry
girl
David's
from
daughter?
Bridgerton.
Oh no.
No.
Was he dating Larry David? Larry
forever. Yeah.
Oh, really?
And then they broke up and he started dating Ariana Grande. And now he's dating girl from Bridgerton. God only knows what her name is.
Wait, with the one who's named Bridgie?
Daphne Bridgerton. Yeah.
Oh, look at y'all. Okay.
I know. Okay.
The thing I saw on
he's gone another way. He's gone
trending on Twitter though. People are like, dude, Pete Davidson's gonna quit SNL or some shit. It was like the other thing I saw going around.
I've seen
about
that too. I mean, he's been on for kind of a long. It's weird because it's like, oh, he's young, but he's been on since he was like 20 or something. So.
Yeah, yeah. See, on my too. Voice is cracking thinking about it.
I can't. Man. If Pete Davidson leaves SNL, I don't know what I'll do.
But I do. The photos look nice. Her makeup is fine. She looks breathtaking in these photos.
She looks.
I heard.
Good.
It's like 20
right.
people, and the wedding
was
very small.
I feel like Ariana Grande was one of the, at least front-facing wise, she's like one of the big celebrities that did not have a big COVID scandal and actually seemed to be taking shit seriously and had a small wedding to...
Well, she's been through some shit, man. After that bombing and stuff, like, I can only imagine the reevaluation you do to your relationships with so many things, and like, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is funny, you bring up COVID scares.
Setting it up.
Kim Kardashian is also trending because it turned out the whole damn fam came down with COVID and it halted production of Keeping Up with the Capitalists. And it didn't, it sounds like super producer Anna Hosni, she's introducing a bit of shade, a bit of theory here, saying that it could create a possibility that perhaps the infection occurred when she had that fantasy island party?
I mean, that would make total sense. There's like a whole BuzzFeed News article about it by Ellie Woodward that attempts to put together the timeline of when this could have happened based on like clips of Keeping Up with the Kardashians compared with their social media and like... It's a very scholarly endeavor. I don't quite know where they landed, but it's like these fucking assholes. Wasn't Kim trending the other day due to like a labor dispute and like withholding wages from her gardeners? I'm pretty sure that was just the other day.
Though the other thing I saw was that she had failed like the baby bar exam, like the bar exam.
Yeah.
And I was like, are y'all really calling it that? Is that what it's called? Because it sounds very diminutive on purpose. But yeah. I don't know. Like,
yeah, if
the
a billionaire
arrogance,
failed a test, I don't care.
Yeah, the arrogance of being like, yeah, just in the chaos of the world, like, just wanted to get my friends together in a beautiful place to forget about COVID. Karma would, if the universe is ultimately arcing towards the positive, but unfortunately, who knows what would have happened to the people that had to fucking deal with all these other reckless people.
Yeah, it's like you have to think about like all the people who were working the event. It had to have been a ton of people who were put at risk by these fucking... It's frustrating. But sometimes, every once in a while, you're like, Bill Maher tested positive for COVID. Awesome.
Yeah. late in the game, too. I think Anna was also saying, like, that's an embarrassment, fam. Like
aren't
like wealthy people like actively trying to use their money to avoid being anywhere near anything that would get them sick? I guess everyone has different perspectives.
yes.
Well, good luck to whoever needs luck. I won't say Kim K. She has plenty of it. Ariana Grande, shout out to you. The wedding photos look fantastic. Although I feel like her brother is the kind of guy who would have sold like low key photos to make his own money.
Yeah, I bet Frankie had the paps. Frankie had the paps online one.
He's like, I'll cut part of the bushes out. So if you use a telephoto lens, you will be able to get a very sneaky shot.
There's too many celebrity siblings named Frankie, because the Jonas Brothers also have a rogue Frankie as well.
Wait, there's a non-celebrity Jonas Brothers?
Well, he's trying to be a celebrity, but yeah, they have like, I remember from when I myself was a Jonas Brothers fan in junior high, they had a brother
in June
that was
of last year.
in June 2019. Look, I have the screenshots. I was in a Jonas Brothers music video in 2008. But Frankie was their little brother who was too young to be in the band because he was like 8. And now he's like an adult and is like, what about me, guys? And I don't think anyone cares.
Wow. Aw. Well, love to all the Frankies. I'll always remember when Frankie Grande was on Big Brother and he did the thirstiest reveal of who he was. And it was so fucked up and embarrassing to watch just because he was so like being like, and my name, and do you know someone else who is this name? And it's like, Ariana. I love how the first person to respond got her name wrong. And he's like, yeah, Ariana, whatever. All that to say, enjoy your weekends. If you have a long one, enjoy your long weekend. If not, you know, enjoy your normal weekend or whenever your weekend is. Some people don't even have their weekends at this time. I get it. We all have different work schedules, but have a great time in the next few days. We'll be back Tuesday because Memorial Day is Monday. And you know, until then, you know, fucking wash your hands and wear a mask, get vaccinated. You might even win a fucking pickup truck depending on the state you're in. Look, check out the incentives for you. You can even go to a sports game like I did last night. I went to the Laker game and I was reprimanded for screaming too much at the players.
I went to Disneyland last week. We're reemerging. We're going back into society.
Nature is healing. The Lakers fans are being toxic and hurling abuse at the players on the court.
You
nature
were being toxic at the Lakers game. It's beautiful.
I know. I'm toxic.
Wow, toxic Kenton.
All right, y'all. Also, don't do nothing about white supremacy or any kind of nonsense, hate, and be good to yourselves. Take care of each other, and we'll talk to you then. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything, that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these moments. Their stories are full of candor and hard-won wisdom, and you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.